Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:44, 16 till 8 Friday morning. That's when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you can safely, not while you're driving or anything like that, but if you can safely go to jeffersonfinancial.org, in the middle of the home page, you'll see manage your money and plan for your future with your with our financial calculators. You can click on that, and then that'll take you to a page where you can pick a calculator, and Michael's going to be Mark's going to be talking about refinance calculator and so forth. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. I'm going to tell you what, Mark is a nice guy, an excellent banker, an excellent professor, but he could be a paid assassin because Mark and I went through a concealed permit carry class together. And Mark didn't just qualify at the range. Mark was astounding at the range. And Mark, the only reason I bring that up is, you know, we got this permitless carry coming up. And I think, I don't know if you want to get involved in this or not, but I'm just concerned with people, you know, now using this as an opportunity. Oh, if I can carry a gun, I'm going to go get one and start carrying it and not know how to use it.
Tommy, I tell you what, I'm remembering when you and I had the class, and it's very instructive. And, you know, I have a military background, so
that's right.
You know, firing a gun wasn't as foreign to me as it might be to somebody else. But my point is, I've gone to the range with some people at the credit union, some ladies actually, that just said, this was years ago, I just want to shoot a pistol in a confined area. I want it to be in a range. It's very controlled, and you take your time, you do it, whatever's comfortable for you. But it was, you know, it was a wake-up call for that. They never heard a gun go off. So when you're holding it in your hand, I think you'll agree, and when you press that trigger for the first time, that's an unknown emotion that runs through you.
Mark, I would take a step back even when you walk into the range and hear it.
Sure.
Would you not agree?
And hear it. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And when you're holding it, you know, and you got different guns and different calibers, and you go on and on about it. But, you know, so to get somebody familiar with what they're doing, what they're carrying, I guess the main thing for me with carrying forward just some military knowledge of weapons, it's like you're going to carry something if you're not fired. You're going to carry something that you don't know what it's going to sound like. You don't know how, you know, you're kind of battling with the weight of it and how it feels in your hand. There's a lot of things, and I'm sure many of our listeners have some gun experience. But to say, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go buy one and put it in my pocket and start walking around with it, I think that's a recipe for disaster. And the thing about it is, if any of our listeners want to go for the training, it's fantastic. Tommy, you could probably say something after I'm off
the air. Well, it's Dave Newman, and we're going to have
it was excellent.
We're going to have Dave Newman on next week to talk about this.
Yeah,
I'm going to wait until the bill is becomes law, because I don't want to get involved in the politics of it. But my concern, Mark, is that, and I know you're here to talk about money, but is that stand your ground and a new carry a gun concealed with people that. Inspiring people to decide to go get a gun without any training. I just hope it doesn't end like I think it's going to hope or cause problems like I think it's going to hope. But keep in mind, once you decide to pull that trigger, if God forbid you do, you are in the system. You are up with law enforcement. You're hiring an attorney, whether you like it or not. You are at the whim of a prosecutor as to what happens. So you really should take the class.
I just want to add, it was going to, like annual fire. You had to fire a gun, at least when I was in the military. This is 25 years ago. You had to do your annual qualifications. And so everybody in there is military. Everybody's going through basic training, maybe officer school. You had all this experience behind people. there were still people putting bullets in the ceiling. Mm. I'll never forget that. Mm. I mean, it's like they'll pull the trigger one time, and they're kind of – it takes them by surprise. And the next time they pull the trigger, they're not looking that they've come back a little bit. Their gun is actually pointed up, and they're pulling it again. And many times somebody would confess, I don't know why they would do that, oh, my eyes were closed. It's like, my goodness, everybody gets out of the range. I mean, I could laugh about it now. At the time, it's not funny because you got bullets going in different places and not downrange where they were to strike the target. So for somebody to be a complete novice and have a gun given to him, borrow somebody's gun, and I'm just going to stick it in my purse just in case.
Wallet, you know, or belt or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, yes. I'm just saying in terms of it's not a male-female thing. It's you better know what you're doing.
Right.
And it really
Absolutely.
Does have something to do with managing your money, now that I think about it, Mark, because if you know, really, if you do pull that trigger, you're looking at probably $100,000 in legal bills.
There's no doubt about it.
At
least. What people say.
And
yes,
you know, like the old joke is, I got good news and bad news for you. The bad news is they found you guilty. The good news is the check cleared, because the lawyer's getting paid either way. And I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm just saying.
For
I wanted
sure.
to start off today with a question
that
I had from a listener, and it concerned their credit card. Apparently what happened is they bought a big item like a riding lawnmower, and the credit card company gave them an option of paying it off month by month. And they thought that they were getting some kind of special financing deal on that, but they're not. Take me through what the credit card companies do with that. The first time I heard of it, apparently they give you an option of arranging your own financing plan, but they're still charging you the usurious rate, are they not?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, and a question if it's usurious or not, they have credit cards right now that are charging close to 30%. And I'm not making this commercial for Jefferson Financial. We still have a product that's a single digit, 7.9%. So you've got a wide range of financing.
Right. Not all, but some can be.
That's right. Some can be. And I think the average right now is 20. So it gives you an idea of where that's skewed. It's skewed to the higher end after what the Fed has done over the past couple of years. But anytime you're carrying a balance over, unless there's a special deal where they're specifically saying that we're not going to charge interest. Now, I've seen that, balance transfer options. Well, let's get you out of somebody would say, I got an expensive card, meaning the interest rate is high, and I'm going to transfer that balance to a competitor. And the competitor is eager to get the business. So it's like for the first 6 months, we're not going to charge you any interest. It'll be zero. And then after that, it'll be our normal rate. You've got to watch the fine print what their normal rate is. It might be higher than where you came from. So a lot of people have kind of played that game, so to speak, and say, well, I'll look for another balance transfer option. And it's work, but it can save you money. You just got to be on your toes and understand what you're doing through that. So, I mean, generally speaking, a credit card, the characteristics of the product is if you're carrying a balance past that payoff date, every one of them will have it. If you pay your credit card by the 25th or the 21st or whatever date they say their cutoff date is, then you eliminate all finance charge. I like that. You and I have talked about it many times where you use their money all month and you pay it off at the end and you don't pay a penny of finance charge. If you roll over just a couple of literally a couple of dollars, if you're rolling that into the last month, people have falsely said, well, you're only going to pay the interest on those couple of dollars that are moving forward. That's not how it works. Typically, like 99% would say, well, what was your average balance? You had a $5,000 balance. You brought it down to $5. The average is about $2,500. Are they going to charge you interest based on that average balance going forward? That's typical. So then it's like you just got to bring it down to zero. And I get all these wives' tales, so to speak, quote-unquote types of things. People have these very creative ideas on how to manage credit card debt or a lot of different debt for that matter. But the credit card being a perpetual product and the rate on the card has to be tied to something. That's part of what I wanted to get into this morning, that people will say, you know, you've talked in the past about rates going down and rates going up and things. I'm looking at all of my borrowing sources and my rate is not changing at all. Well, it depends on what's changing. When the Fed raises rates, it does so, it impacts some products differently than others. And if you're not in that impact zone, so to speak, in other words, you bought a car 3 years ago, you got a fixed rate for 5-6 years, and no matter what the Fed is doing, it's not changing the rate. And that could be good and that could be bad. If you locked in a higher rate, that's why I keep reinforcing, especially now that people are carrying so much debt, we've done several segments on, be a little proactive, look at what you're paying, and try to refinance that down. It is money in your pocket. It's savings directly to the consumer.
Mark, we're out of time, unfortunately. Yes. We'll pick it up next week, and I know you'll be with us Monday when we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. But I do think that information about the concealed carry class and just having a gun and not knowing, I think that's very vital information. I think it was worth the time we spent on that. And I do agree. Sir. I do think, rather, like I said, it is part of managing your money. Because if you pull that trigger, you're in the system, you're hiring an attorney, and that could put a significant dent in your 401k or even cost you your home. So it is part of managing your money.
That's it. Absolutely.
And somebody texted in, you're a marksman. That's what I should have said. Mark is a marksman. And he is, man. He's okay. He's dead eye Mark when it comes to that. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. My pleasure, sir.
Mark Rosa, president and CEO of Jefferson. Oh, Mark, real quick, if somebody wants to look into one of those single-digit credit cards, how do they do it at Jefferson Financial?
Yeah. Well, you can call a credit. You can ask to speak to somebody in lending. You look on a website, you know, just browse a little bit. It costs you nothing. But at my last look, it was a 7.9. And we're just trying to keep it low, Tom, because we serve our members that way. And it's when everything else is going up, we try to be overly competitive about that.
I'm looking at it right now. It is 7.9. You go to jeffersonfinancial.org. Thank you, Mark. Traffic Now, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.